Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Rattlesnakes are pit vipers with heavy bodies and broad heads. There are about 30 species and 40 more subspecies found in North and South America. You won't find them on any other continent. All species possess rattles, and all are venomous. Here in Utah, we have 5 species plus 2 subspecies. The Great Basin rattlesnake is the most widespread, living all across western Utah at elevations up to 9,000 feet. Another subspecies of western rattler, the midget faded rattlesnake, is dominant in eastern Utah. The Hopi rattlesnake and the greenish-colored prairie rattlesnake are found in southeastern Utah. And the Mojave rattlesnake, speckled rattlesnake, and sidewinder are found only in Utah's extreme southwest corner. The rattle itself is a unique biological feature. It's a loose but interlocking series of nested segments, actually modified scales, at the end of the tail. When vibrated, the rattle produces a hissing sound. Kevin Culver, an expert in natural sound recordings, provided this clip of a Mojave rattler. A snake gets a new rattle segment every time it sheds, and it sheds from 1 to 4 times a year. 15 or 16 rattles are common in captive snakes. In wild snakes, rattles are subject to a lot of wear and tear, so they break off before they get past 6 or 8 segments. The rattle sound is the reaction of a startled or threatened snake. You'll often see the rattling snake in a defensive S-shaped coil, but not always. Aggression and venom in rattlesnakes vary by both species type and by individual. The western diamondback rattlesnake is the archetypal large, aggressive, and very dangerous species, responsible for the majority of human fatalities in America. Luckily for us, its northern range limit is south of the Utah border. However, the Mojave rattler, found in southeastern Utah, is extremely toxic and very excitable, and its venom attacks both the nervous system and the circulatory system. Rattlesnakes aren't out to get us. Mainly, they just want to be left alone. You'll generally be fine if you stay aware of what might be in or around rocks and don't walk barefoot or in open-toed shoes in their habitat. Also, use a flashlight after dark. Most rattlesnakes are active at night, too. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting the development of this Wild About Utah topic, and to Kevin Culver for the sound of the rattlesnake. Additional nature sound recordings can be found at sevenloons.com and westernsoundscape.org. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.